Вариант 10. Задание 3. Now we're ready to start.
Chris, you started tennis very young. How did that happen?
My parents worked at a leisure complex. Dad was a tennis coach. I began playing with him when I was 4. At my first school, I tried rugby, which I actually liked better because I could play with my friends. So keeping on going with tennis was really tough. After one rugby match, I went home with a cut on my forehead, and my parents told me to give it up. Up until then, I played tennis twice a week, but after that, I played more often and improved rapidly. That got me hooked, and by the time I was 12, I was pretty good.
Were you a good student at school?
I enjoyed school on the whole, and I wasn't bad academically, though I couldn't really see the point of it. I already knew what I was going to do. I still keep in touch occasionally with a few old classmates, though my life is very different from most of theirs. But I'm grateful for the teachers who taught me that if you dedicate yourself to something, there is nothing that can't be achieved. I started competing seriously when I was 15.
You were successful in national tournaments very quickly. How were those early years?
I fell in love with the buzz of competition. Now the trend is for junior players to go to college first, take a few more years to grow up before trying to make it as a professional. But I'm glad I didn't take that route. I just wanted to play. And I was lucky I was tall and strong enough to compete with other players quite easily, though some of them resented me. It taught me a lot about people, and I needed to mature faster. That's given me an edge.
Tell us about your exercise routine and diet on a normal day.
I try to follow a healthy lifestyle. It's important to avoid stuff like fast food, though I admit I really missed it at first. I train hard. My coach pushes me to build up my strength and stamina. I run first thing every day, then spend 4 hours working with him on my technique on the court. That's the bit I enjoy, though I know the rest of it is probably even more important. He's introduced me to yoga, which is good for my flexibility. It's hard though, and I try to avoid it. I don't enjoy the fact that it isn't competitive. I need that to spur me on, though I don't really mind being told what to do.
What do you like most about being a professional?
Of course, it's great seeing places I wouldn't otherwise have the chance to visit. Some tournaments take place in fascinating cities, and I always try to look around if I can. Spending so much time away from my family and friends isn't great though, and hotel rooms are very lonely, even when you are earning enough to do what you like. I find it a privilege to talk to loads of interesting people. It's something I never imagined I'd enjoy, but in fact, that's what makes it really special.
Do you have any advice for young players who'd like to follow in your footsteps?
I believe setting goals and working as hard as you can for them is a big thing, though that's not something you can rush. Don't totally ignore those who want to help you. I was rather stubborn at times, and that didn't always make my life easy. Though you know yourself best, and sometimes you do have to stand up for yourself. Top of the list is how you feel. Never underestimate how having a good time builds the real foundation for success.
Are you going to be a coach after finishing your sport career?
Many players want to coach, though I don't have the patience or selflessness for that. I am attracted to the idea of taking up something different, say cycling and getting top on that. The idea of becoming a television commentator crossed my mind. It's glamorous, though probably harder than it looks.
Thank you for your time.
Complete the task and check your answers.